We are back with more Food Talk STL with David Craig and his guests on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com.
And we'll welcome our next guest here in just a sec. First, we have a nice giveaway. We have a $25 gift certificate from G&W Bavarian Sausage, located in South St. Louis, just off Kings Highway at 4828 Parker. And we'll give it to caller number 10. You can call us now on the studio lines, and Matt will grab a winner there in the control room in a moment. The number is area 314-969-0590. Again, 314-969-0590 for a $25 gift certificate to G&W Bavarian Sausage. And one of the places that it's sold is Dierberg Stores. And joining me in studio right now is Ginger Gall with the Dierberg School of Cooking. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know, mentioning the G&W, that is, when I'm doing classes, that is the brand that I like to use if I'm using chorizo or andouille sausage. So
I love their andouille. It's my very favorite. And they're nice folks, too, as well. And they've got a great store down there. Now, you are with the Dierberg School of Cooking. And we're going to talk about that in a second. But first, you and your husband and your family, you guys did something really radical about a decade ago. Would you tell
Sure.
our Food Talk listeners what you all did?
It was in July of 2002. We decided, Ed and I decided, that we were going to take a trip around the country for a year. So we, Ed and I, quit our jobs. We sold the house, took the kids out of school, and took off in a travel trailer, and we went to all 50 states. So,
in 1 year?
Yeah, 54 weeks, actually. Yeah.
Now, see, that's incredible, because most people, you know, they would hear about something like that, and they say, yeah, that's quite the fantasy. How did you convince your husband? And you also had three young kids,
yes.
Three young boys.
Well, Ed, being an accountant, took a little bit of time to convince him it was a good idea, but we decided that we wanted to do this while we were still young, and mm-hmm. we wanted to show the boys the country. And so we just took a leap of faith and decided that that was the time. The boys weren't in college or weren't in high school yet, and it was perfect timing.
Now, did your experience traveling all around the country help when you got the gig with Dierberg's?
Yes, it did. The first year that I was at Dierberg's, I just did a variety of classes. And in September of 2007, I had this wonderful idea to combine my love of travel with my love of cooking. And the series Road Trip USA was born. I divided the country into 14 regions, and I would do cooking the specialties from each region, mm-hmm. and it really took off. It's really popular. I did European Vacation, and now I'm on to a sequel called On the Road Again.
Okay, so you went to every state in the union.
Every state, yep.
Obviously, you can't drive to Hawaii, so would you all just park the truck and fly over?
We did. We flew to Hawaii. We stayed there for 2 weeks. And we drove to Alaska, but we did not take the travel trailer. We just had the Suburban.
And did the money run out before you got back, or did it?
Just exactly perfect.
See, that's what I would fear most is, you know, are we going to run out of money? You know, do we have the credit card? Do we have a little more credit available?
We sold the house at a really great time, and we made
right.
a lot of money on it. And we used, we saved our initial investment, but we used the rest of it to pay for this trip. We just figure we took a year of our retirement early.
Okay, we're visiting with Ginger Gall. She's with the Dierberg School of Cooking. You're at the Bogey Hills Plaza store.
Yes, in St. Charles.
In St. Charles. And how many will they get? They have
We have four Missouri schools, and in Ellisville, South County, Creve Coeur, and then Bogey Hills in St. Charles. And then we have an Edwardsville store in Illinois, obviously.
And the big one coming soon there on Manchester and DePere.
DePere, and it's going to be literally right across the street from my house. But I love working at Bogey Hills, so I'll stop and have coffee with the gal that works at DePere, but
now that's going to be a monster store. But back to your trip. Now, you guys went all over the place. Some of your favorite regional foods that you discovered, and some you may have known about. I don't know. Did you all take a guidebook with you to know where to go?
We took the book Road Food with us.
Oh, the Stearns, yeah.
Yeah, and we would, whenever possible, we would visit the places that they recommended in that book. I've always been a huge foodie, so although I didn't know about all of these specialties, there were certainly some, like buffalo chicken wings, that I wanted to see where they were invented. So
in Buffalo.
That. Yes, at the Anchor Bar. There were some things like fry sauce that I had never heard of before, and that's actually a combination of like ketchup and mayonnaise and pickle juice. That was a Utah specialty. And New Orleans is one of my favorite food cities of all time. Moufladas and beignets and red beans and rice. So,
well, you wrote down some here, and I'm looking at the what is fry sauce from Utah?
It is given out like ketchup packets are given here. In fact, how we learned about it, we had gone to the Potato Expo in Idaho.
Okay.
And they asked, as we were going through the drive-thru, they said to Ed, do you want fry sauce with that? And he said, what do you mean, ketchup? And they said, no, fry sauce. And he said, okay, not knowing what it was. Mm-hmm. We opened it up, and it looks like pink mayonnaise.
Oh, gosh.
But it's tangy like pickles.
So it's not exactly Thousand Island dressing.
No,
but,
okay. No, it's not chunky at all. There's no relish in it, but it's mayonnaise ketchup.
And that's only in Utah?
Utah and Idaho, but that's the only place we saw it.
What is sugar cream pie from Indiana?
That is a wonderful, it's kind of like a custard pie, but it's sweeter, and it has a much smoother texture. That is the Indiana State pie, as a matter of fact.
What are Runza's?
Runza. That's actually a chain in Nebraska, and they're also called Beerox. And that is a dumpling filled with meat and cabbage. And people from Nebraska who have left will actually make sure to go back to get them. You can have them shipped.
Have you made those in your Dierbergs cooking classes?
Yes, I have.
And?
They were very well received. In fact, I have people come and tell me still that they made them up for their kids. They're a good snack food, too.
Now, I went for a job interview one time in Springfield, Missouri, and they took me out to lunch at a Chinese place. It was the biggest Chinese restaurant I've ever been to in town or in my life. And they said, in town here, that Chinese restaurants are like on every corner.
They are.
Why is Springfield, Missouri, and you've got the cashew chicken here listed, why is Springfield, Missouri such a big place for Chinese?
Back in, I think it was the 40s, two brothers went to Springfield from Florida, mm-hmm. and they decided that they wanted to open a restaurant. Of course, they were Chinese, so they opened a Chinese restaurant. But people in Springfield, Missouri were not familiar with Chinese food, and their restaurant almost closed. They decided before giving up completely, they would mix a little bit of what Midwesterners were already familiar with. So they fried the chicken first.
Yeah.
It's served over rice with a brown gravy. And the brown gravy does have some oyster sauce in it that makes it kind of Asian.
Cool.
But it is not like your traditional Chinese cashew chicken.
Okay, but the cashew chicken recipe that you sent me that we've posted on our website, that is the traditional.
That is. I mean, I tweaked it. Because I use panko crumbs in that recipe, and that wouldn't be the traditional, but it is mm-hmm. very, very good, I have to say. And just one little thing, Springfield now it has the most Chinese restaurants per capita in the United States.
Yeah, they tell me something like that, and I was amazed because it's not something that you think of Springfield, you think of Bass Pro and Branson and all that,
and you can't get that Springfield-style cashew chicken anywhere else.
Okay. Well, maybe you can teach people how to.
Yes. Well, except for that.
Gotcha. We're visiting with Ginger Gall, and she's a teacher and is the manager of the Dierbergs School of Cooking at the Bogey Hills Plaza location. Okay, now what kind of courses are you teaching here in the, you personally teaching in the near future?
On the road again. Right now I'm doing Southern Comfort Food, but the class that I'll be teaching in May and June is A Taste of New England, and that's near and dear to my heart because I grew up in Vermont, mm-hmm. and I'm using old family recipes. So with an update, like I'm doing a wonderful salad, I'm doing New England clam chowder, I've got my grandpa's famous baked pork chops and my grandma's pineapple upside down cake. So it's going to be fun.
For people who like to cook, is New England clam chowder, I mean, I've only had it mostly out of a can and in restaurants. Is it something that's easy to whip together in your house?
It doesn't take very long to make, actually. You just make a nice white sauce first and you start adding all the goodies. And yeah, it's pretty easy, actually.
Have you found, Ginger, that as the TV show title says, everybody cooks? Have you found that to be the case? I mean, does that count warming up a cold pizza in the microwave?
You know, I have noticed since I've been working at Dierbergs, which is now almost 6 years, that younger people are even getting more interested in cooking. We credit it to the food shows, you know, like the Food Network or something. But people really are cooking, and it's wonderful. They want to come in. They want to learn new skills. One of the reasons they take classes is because they want to try something before mm-hmm, they commit mm-hmm. to it. And so, yes, people really are cooking.
Okay, we're visiting with Ginger Gall from the Dierbergs School of Cooking. We're going to come back in just a few minutes here on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and talk a little bit more about recipes and about what you all have going on there at the Dierbergs School of Cooking. This is Food Talk STL. On 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com. I'm David Craig. Thank you for listening.